call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Love Show. Late Night with Benny Love right here on Bashani Radio and worldwide globally. Make sure you download the Bashani Radio app in the App Store or the Android Store. That's what we're here for, baby. And my name is Benny Love. They call me the CLO, Chief Love Officer. Yeah, some people may not say that's probably right, but it's all good, right? I like to come on here and I like to share things I've learned about love and relationships. And by no means at all am I an expert when it comes to this love and relationship, but one thing I am, and that's a person that's not afraid to learn, and that's a person that's not afraid to admit his mistakes, and that's a person that's a work in progress every single day, no matter where I'm at in my regular life, right? So tonight, I want to thank you guys for joining us from New York to global around the world right here on Bashani Radio app. And just make sure you do your part, and all we want you to do is just listen, sit back, and tell a friend. Tell them what you heard over here on Late Night with Benny Love, and you know how it's probably good for them to just come over and enjoy this powerful episode. You never know where I'm gonna go with it, right? One thing I can tell you is that if you're sitting home alone and you don't have that special person, well, for this time that I'm on the air, I'll be that special person, right? Or maybe you and your significant other are just not clicking. Hopefully there's something in here that you and him can learn. Because I by no means have all the answers. But I do have a lot of questions. And I've learned some solutions. So with that in mind, I want you to ride with me. I want you to get yourself something to drink. Whatever it is your favorite beverage. And I want you to just turn this up. Or if you're listening in your headphones, I just want you to close your eyes, right? Close your eyes and let's get ready to blast off, right? Because I love it when you come over to hang out with Late Night at Benny Love. And I hope you can leave with something that makes you feel good, because just being here with you makes me feel good, right? That I absolutely know, right? And with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's get this party started. I'm so glad that you can join me. Let's get this party started. Today, I'm going to be talking about what I've learned in love and relationships. Maybe some of the things I say, some of you will click with, And maybe some of you will be like, he just don't lost his daggone mind. Well, whichever one it is, remember it's all done in love, all right? Because I love you being over here. I love you hanging out with me late at night. It gives me somebody to hold on to. Because I love every single one of your listeners from the bottom of my heart. And that is a fact, all right? Benny Love, baby. One of the first things I've learned about being in love is that you have to learn how to be considerate of the other person's feelings and emotions. I think what happens sometimes is we go through our lives and our daily ventures is sometimes our experiences kind of set the tone for how we interpret things. And on the flip side of that, sometimes the lack of experiences set the tone for how we interpret things. But one thing I've known and I've learned is that it really takes two to tangle. And we as individuals have to learn how to gauge, are we being mindful of our actions? Are we being grateful of our actions? And are we simply taking the time to really think about how we love ourselves and how we love others? See, because that's very important. And one thing I've learned also is that you can't even begin to love somebody until you have absolutely learned how to love yourself. I think sometimes we get into relationships with an expectation of this person is going to make me happy. Well, what I've learned about love is that you can't make nobody happy. They have to already be happy before they meet you. And what I've learned about love is that if they have learned to be happy alone, and you have learned to be happy alone, when y'all get together, you can best believe it's on like popcorn. Because just by human nature, just by the fact of we need that human contact. But in order for that human contact to actually make sense, we have to learn how to be that which we search for. And I think a lot of times people miss that point, because you attract what you are. And sometimes we got to be cognizant of who we are, because then you will attract what you are. You understand? But most importantly, if you haven't learned how to love you, if you've not learned how to love on you, there is no way in the world you're going to learn how to love on somebody else. And I think a lot of relationships miss that point, because we're always start off with our representatives when we get into relationships. We start off with expectations of what we feel and believe somebody should do to make us feel happy, instead of saying, what do I do to make myself feel happy, first and foremost? because I've learned that love is a partnership. It takes two people to really engage and adjust their life and their lifestyles for each other. Because if you get into a relationship to still have your single ideas of how you were when you were single, if you're getting in a relationship thinking about only what you can get out of it and not what you can put into it, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to work. Any relationship is a give and a take, and there has to be a balance, because when that balance doesn't exist, the relationship becomes one-sided and you don't know which side it's going to be, the heavier side. But once it becomes imbalanced and one-sided, it doesn't allow for that relationship to grow a sturdy foundation. Think of it like this. If you have a tree that's not growing upward, but growing sideways to one side, then it will eventually either lay on the ground or begin to grow downward. Right? Not making it a tree that can grow to be whatever it's supposed to be and give the shade or whatever fruits or it may bear. But if your tree is built on a solid foundation and there is no obstructions in the way for it to rise, believe me, it will rise. And it will rise with the strong roots inside the ground that would allow it to be there for years and years and years and years. Every single relationship requires roots in the ground. It requires a stable foundation. It requires humbleness. You know, oftentimes successful people work so hard to build what they have, and then they often build a team around what they have. But even with all of those people around, it can seem like a lonely journey. Right? You can have 500 employees and still be lonely. Because everything is not centered properly. And you could still be in your own world without connecting with those around you. I've learned in love that human contact, human connection is absolutely necessary. We've gotten in this world of the digital love world where you swipe left and you swipe right. You know, people text each other conversations instead of getting on the phone and actually connecting with the energy of the voice of that person. I know some people that will text you and you can call them and they still won't pick up. There's a disconnect right there. There is nothing like the human contact, which is absolutely incredible when it's done right and when it's in tune. So I beg you listeners out here to never ever forget the human contact of love. You know, that time where you know, you really get to connect with the individuals. And I just believe that love, true, unadulterated love, can be so powerful if we get back to the basics. How many times have you seen couples like hanging out with each other and they're both on their phones? How many times have you seen couples walking down the street and they're both on their phones? There is something about the human connection that's very, very powerful. There is something about the human connection that creates chemistry. Oh, and why I'm on this chemistry thing? When the chemistry is right, it's simply amazing. Let me get right to that. But before I get that, let me just do this right quick. You are listening to Late Night with Benny Love right here on Bashani Radio. I'm your Chief Love Officer, CLO, and I'm here to make you feel good all night long, whatever that means to you. I'm going to get some people in trouble, man. Let me stop this. I love it. I hope that you guys are really relaxing. Ladies, I hope you got your eyes closed while you're playing me in your ear, because there's something about the voice that allows it to melt and fly through your soul and embrace inside your soul. And if you close your eyes, it'll almost feel like I'm right there with you, right? You feel me? Come on, really, do you feel me? Because I feel you. All right. Let me get back to my conversation. Chemistry. You know, chemistry is so magnetic. It's like when you connect with a woman in that way, it's very hard to explain. It's like unexplainable when the chemistry is there. I remember having a chemistry with a woman that was so intense that honestly, when we was around each other, it just felt like the fire was always burning. Like it was, the chemistry was incredible. We didn't even have to do much half of the time. Just, we can just be around each other and that chemistry was magnetic. You know what I mean? She made me feel so good and I made her feel so good. And when we connected, we exploded in love. And I mean really exploded. I think a lot of times that people have forgot what it is to truly have chemistry. See, chemistry is not lust. There's a difference, ladies and gentlemen. You know, lust and being attracted to a person, those are temporary emotions. But chemistry, it's almost like it's scientific and spiritual all at the same time. It's very unexplainable. But one thing I definitely know is when the chemistry is right, everything is right. I love to stimulate a woman's mind because I've learned that if you stimulate a woman's mind, you can stimulate a woman's behind. Oh, man, I tell you. I have so much fun on this microphone. You don't even understand. But yes, I think we need to get back to the basics and having a true chemistry with a woman or your significant other. It's just an amazing feeling. And I've only had that one time in my life where it was so intense and so incredible that it you know, you get chill. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it right now. That's how intense the chemistry was. Another thing I've learned is that in every relationship, there is a learning process. And if you don't have nothing to compare that learning process with, you can make some pretty incredible mistakes because you don't have anything to compare it to until after the fact. You understand? Love is always a learning experience. No one person has all answers. No one person has all the solutions. No one person has all the questions and the right questions. Each individual's love experience is just that. It's an individual love experience. And one thing I can tell you, everybody that comes as your path is there to teach you something. Some of them are meant to teach you a short lesson. Some are meant to teach you a medium lesson. Some are meant to teach you a large lesson. And some are meant to teach you a lifelong lesson. But you should be grateful for every single relationship you have. Because I promise you, it was there to make you a better person. If you take heed to what you learn in that love experience. I know, as it comes to me, I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot through my mistakes. And some that I'll probably regret for the rest of my life. I've learned a lot from their mistakes. Because, you know, no one's perfect. But one thing I can absolutely share with you, and that is love and the love experience. It takes a lot of work. And the work is never actually over. Every day just starts another day of the work that's required to make a relationship last long. And a lot of times, our ego can get in the way to stop us from seeing what we need to do. And sometimes their ego can get in the way from stopping to see what you both need to do and what is required. One thing I can absolutely tell you that is that some people you're going to love for the rest of your entire life, no matter who you get with. Some people you're going to think about and feel about over long periods of time, even if you're with someone else, because sometimes the connection is just actually very, very powerful. And I think a lot of people never really pay attention when you're inside the frame. See, it's easy to see it from outside of the frame. But when you're inside of the frame, it gives you a different perspective. And that's why sometimes you need to get out of the frame to see what you've been missing. Lord knows I made a lot of mistakes when it came to love. But you know what I've looked at it, ladies and gentlemen? I don't look at them as mistakes anymore. I've learned that in every lesson, there's a blessing. And in every blessing, there's a lesson. And it's up to each and every one of us to determine what the lesson or the blessing was. You know, there's some things I'll never forget in my life. There's some people I would never stop loving for the rest of the, till the day I die. That's how intense that moment was. That's how intense that connection was. You know, but you do, you live and you learn. Because one thing about love, I think it's one of the strongest and the most powerful emotions we all have. And what we do with it determines how our journey works itself out. And I engage you to be the best authentic you when it comes to love experience that you can ever be. You never know when you'll get another chance to love. And you never know when you'll get another chance to be in love. And one thing I'm grateful for is knowing what the feeling was to truly be absolutely, unconditionally in love with someone. I am so grateful for that experience. I'm so grateful for what I learned. I'm so grateful for the presence and the chemistry we both shared. And I will love her to the day of my life, to the day I die. Because I believe that in every lesson is a blessing. And in every blessing is a lesson. You know, I can go back and talk about all the relationships that didn't work and, you know, but what would that fix? My journey now here has been in love. Just, I hope that I could say something that can encourage you and inspire you to be who you are and to make that love experience part of your natural everyday plan. You understand? Because one thing I do know, and I know from the heart, when you actually fall deep in love, and I don't mean just loving somebody, I mean you were in love, the chemistry was bananas, it's very hard to recover from that. So it's important to take care of that. It's important to recognize that beautiful moment because it will teach you about some things later in life and what it feels and what that emotion feels like. Because once you know what that emotion feels like, you can then go to a whole nother level. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's my goodbye music. It means I've come to another end of another powerful and important episode. Late Night with Benny Love, and I promise you, I love this moment so much. I love just being here in this moment. Because when we're here in this moment, it allows me to connect with each and every listener out there. It allows me to experience each and every one of you in such a powerful way. And for that, I'm grateful. For that, I'm thankful. For that, I'm humbled. Make sure you join me on another episode right here on Late Night with Benny Love, your Chief Love Officer, right here exclusively on Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. I promise you, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Can I give you a hug before you leave? I want you to come closer to the radio. Can I give you a hug? Oh, come here a little bit closer. Come on, girl. Just a little bit closer. Yeah, right there. Don't that feel good? Yeah, that feels so good. I appreciate you so much. And remember, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. I'm Benny Love. This is Bashani Radio app. And I'm your Chief Love Officer. Good night. I hate to leave, but I gotta go. I promise you I'll be back, though. I promise you I'll be back, all right? Until we meet again, let love be your source of kindness. And if you can just go love on somebody, just go love on that person, all right? Good night. I don't want to say good night, but I gotta say good night. Ugh. I hate to leave like this. Oh, you just make me feel so good.
All your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.